Good afternoon. This is John Richardson speaking with you from Toronto, Canada. Today is Friday, February the 4th, 2022. And my guest for the third time today is Mr. LJ Ivan, who is a financial manager, investment manager, money manager, looking after your money 24/7 at Raymond James. In Langley, British Columbia. And for those of you who listen to this podcast regularly, you may remember that I've spoken with him on two previous occasions. The first was about Social Security in the United States. And of course, many Canadians are entitled to that. And the second was where we discussed the Canada Pension Plan, how that works and some of the benefits. Today, though, I thought it might be a good idea to focus a little less on things like Social Security, Canada Pension Plan, et cetera, a little more on exactly what Raymond James does and how I've actually come to see Raymond James as, remember the old Greyhound bus ad, leave the driving to us or something like that? Raymond James is actually a platform where you can go back and forth across the border and leave your money where it is with Raymond James without having to move your money with you. Is that a fair starting point in our discussion?
Yeah, you know, I think, thanks, John, for having me again and continuing to kind of educate people around the cross-border solutions that are out there and available. And, you know, the real benefit of the Raymond James cross-border platform here in Canada is that we're licensed both in the United States and Canada. It's structured as two separate businesses. And so we're employed technically by two separate broker dealers, but that's what gives us that capability of being able to be that single point of contact, managing the RSPs, managing the IRAs, et cetera, wherever you decide to live, whether it's.
Leaving aside the legalese and all the tech speak and the legal talk and all that sort of stuff, I'm always fascinated by your story of, you know, how you actually got involved in this. So, and why, and what was it that triggered it? Because it's just so commonplace for so many people. So perhaps we could start there.
Yeah, you know, my background, you know, again, I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, moved around 9 times before I was 12 years old. My dad was a works for Coca-Cola and started off as a driver and then into the marketing department and then got promoted to run a project to run Expo 86 in Vancouver. So we left New York, came to Vancouver, decided that we weren't ever going back. So we grew up in Vancouver. All that kind of good stuff, and ended up getting into the banking, then into investments, then used my U.S. citizenship to go from Vancouver back down to Bellevue, Washington to become a financial advisor. Did that for 12 years, eventually becoming the resident director for Merrill Lynch's office in Bellingham, Washington. And then in 2011, Merrill Lynch decided that my parents who lived in Vancouver would have to relocate or find a new place to hold their IRA. They were no longer able to hold that.
Why was that exactly?
You know, it turns out that the Canadian Securities Administration has changed some rules in 2008 and 2009 and gave firms a few years to sort of figure out how they were going to manage the compliance issue. But it's basically, the way the Canadian regulator looked at it was that even though it was a U.S. account type, an IRA, the individual was still in the Canadian jurisdiction. And so therefore, the firms would need to either be registered in Canada or like we did, we applied for an exemption from registration because all of our advisors were already registered through IROC and the Canadian regulators.
All right. So really... You know, I suppose that one could say that Raymond James would be thankful for sort of enhanced regulatory oversight of this stuff in Canada. Is that correct? I mean, were it not for the enhancement and the oversight, then Raymond James never would have created itself as a true cross-border solution.
You know, I think it was just because, you know, again, you know, kind of going back to that story when Merrill Lynch decided to terminate the relationship with my parents. Bellingham is a cross-border town. It's similar to Buffalo. It's kind of right there. And so we had a little bit more exposure to the cross-border changes in policy than maybe somebody in San Diego or Utah or somewhere else at Merrill Lynch. And so, so again, in a couple of months after that happened to my parents, that's when this random stuff happened. I ended up talking to a recruiter. Recruiter ended up looking to try to fill a CEO job for Raymond James. And because of what had just gone on in my personal experience, I really had a good vision of kind of what the Raymond James cross-border platform should look like. How do we make it more like a wealth management solution versus just a low price security or a penny stock solution or anything like that? That's not anything I understood. So for me, it was just kind of being that single point of contact, creating a wealth management platform for people that had money on both sides of the border. And that's what we started in 2012.
Interesting. So basically in 2012, you moved back to Canada?
I crossed the border every day from Birch Bay to Vancouver for 3 years. So that was a commitment I made to try to to solve this problem. And then in 2015, I did relocate back to Vancouver. Again, that was, a lot of other reasons, whether it be currency fluctuations, paying for medical expenses in the U.S. Because you don't qualify for Canadian benefits as a resident, non-resident, things like that. So there was all kinds of extra issues that I was dealing with on a personal level. But it was, again, the initial reason was just really to try to find a solution for people like my mom and dad.
Well, there must be an awful lot of people who need this sort of service. I mean, I personally see it every day. Green card holders coming back to Canada, et cetera. I mean, the problem of not only mobility of people, but mobility of the management of their assets and access to their assets is.
And it's just making sure you're not, it's mostly the types of investments you buy, things along those lines. That's where we try to add value by not creating a bigger headache for the individual than it needs to be. I think the nice thing about it is that you don't have to tell your story over and over again. If you decide to go back to the U.S. or you come back to Canada or whatever, it's still going to be LJ's team or, the Raymond James team that's going to be your point of contact managing that money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, it certainly provides a convenient solution for a lot of people. And I guess it's really a permanent solution, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the nice thing about it. Like I said, you don't want to, if you're relocating, to be a professional hockey player or a corporate executive, the last thing you want to be doing is trying to find a new financial advisor, a new banker, all that kind of stuff. So again, we kind of help simplify that a little bit by just making that transition. And then, like I said, I think the big issue in Canada specifically is just making sure you're working with an advisor that understands some of the PFIC laws and some of the other rules that trip people up, just so that, again, like I said, you're not making those extra mistakes on top of the complex situation already.
Well, clearly. So, Raymond James solves the problem of, where can you get an account?
Right.
That sort of thing. But one still requires the specialized knowledge to realize that, oh, my God, you're dealing with a U.S. citizen living in Canada. And, of course, there's special, as we all know, tax issues. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and that was a big part of my mission. Like I said, when I was CEO for the 8 years, John, is really just educating the advisors as we brought them on, got them licensed in both countries, just educating them around some of these complexities. So again, that was a big focus just to make sure that, again, we were providing a quality solution.
Right, so on the most basic level, let's just talk about, leaving aside the story and, the obvious value. When I hear somebody talking about, for example, I've got IRAs or 401ks or something like that, and I'm moving back to Canada, I automatically at this point sort of think of, Raymond James can solve that problem, right?
Yeah, and I think that's where, being surrounded by other professionals that understand the cross-border complexity, I think that's where a lot of the value comes from. So again, I only handle the investment piece, but I know enough about the risk management. I know enough about the estate planning. And I know contacts that are in that specific field that I can refer that I know are going to do a good job and take into consideration the cross-border complexities.
And of course, the other way, you've got people who sort of mid-career or whatever, want to move to the United States. They build up substantial RRSPs or other types of assets. what have you. And, you know, this way they can basically keep their stuff in Canada in a seamless way and go and live their life in the United States, right?
Yeah, and I think the big thing is just there's some, most of the rules just require that the retirement accounts be on a non-discretionary basis. And so that, all that means is that, John, for somebody living in the U.S. with an RSP, we have to communicate around any sort of buys and sells and changes and things like that. So, you know, we try to find simple solutions to those problems, you know, look for more of a balanced manager that, you know, again, isn't going to require a lot of buys and sells. But I think that's really the restrictions, is that you just got to do it on a self-directed basis, which just means we have to communicate it before we make those transactions.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, another problem that I've been very much aware of over the years is people who have, you know, various accounts in the United States, then all of a sudden, the manager, the broker, what have you, realize they no longer live in the United States, and oh my God, you know, you've got 30 days to, you know, get your account out of here, this sort of problem, right?
Yeah, and that's really, like I said, so that's a big part of what we did was, you know, again, that's how we met you, is just sort of getting out there, telling the stories to other professionals to say that we had this solution now, because again, it's not usually an investment, it's a tax problem. So you're usually going to go to an accountant. And then, like I said, that's where the accountant, you know, hopefully has been introduced to our cross-border solutions and then can make that introduction. But that's what I found when we got here, the BCSC, the Securities Commissions, Ontario, nobody really wanted to provide a referral because they didn't want that liability. So it's something we really still need to spread the word based on word of mouth and people that you know that are running into this situation, because again, there's not a lot of information other than, you know, going online now and searching. There's a lot more information out there now, over since we've been doing it for almost, I guess, 10 years now.
Right. Well, of course, I mean, it's one thing to talk about Raymond James, but, you know, I mean, I know full well, because I know a number of sort of, I guess I'll call them independent Raymond James offices, for lack of a better way of putting it. I mean, you know, there are a large number of separate offices run by different people with, you know, I think very different investing philosophies. Would you agree?
Yeah. You know, so I do think the, you know, we have that capability of, I mean, I think in our business, we do best work when we work with, you know, a niche, you know, or something specific, whether it's an executive or an NHL hockey player. And mine, like I said, is all cross border. So for me, you know, that's the area that I want to be an expert in. And again, when I'm talking about cross border cases, John, I don't even feel like I'm working. You know, it's just really trying to help people like myself or my mom and dad, or, you know, an individual.
Well, that was your start in it, you know, with recognizing this problem. You know, it doesn't get much closer to home than your parents, does it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So my first client, obviously everybody's first client in his business is their mom and dad, right? So I had to fire my first client.
They really did need you.
Yeah. So it was, so it was very interesting. And then, like I said, you know, again, that was just sort of what created the vision. And like I just said, Raymond James is a family sort of business model. I mean, 75-80% of our revenues come from mom and dad's, were, you know, a lot of other investment banking or other firms, you know, it's investment banking and things like that. So they just invest in these types of businesses. You know, again, it was obviously took us some years to get profitable and all that stuff. There's a lot of infrastructure, a lot of regulatory, a lot of, you know, policy work that has to be created, things like that. But again, like I said, over the last 10 years, it's been a real success at Raymond James. And, you know, it's really helped a lot of advisors sort of differentiate themselves in a pretty competitive marketplace.
Well, you know, for the people who've got mobility issues, by that I mean cross-border mobility, I mean, it seems like it's a natural, particularly given that, you know, I mean, there's so much selection, you know, in terms of advisors. I mean, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, whatever, you know, independent Raymond James offices, if I can call them that. And,
yeah,
you know, they're very different people, actually. You know, they would, you know, I think that sooner or later you'd find somebody who was compatible with, you know, your investment priorities and that sort of thing. But let me ask you this. I mean, this seems to me to be such a simple and obvious thing. Why hasn't there been a rush into this? I mean, I don't really have a sense that there's you know, anybody else out there who, you know, says, hey, no problem, you know, we can you know, manage this for you.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't, I mean, I know, you know, we have competition in Canada, and I just don't think it's a big enough revenue needle mover. You know, we have a lot of big institutions that manage a lot of money in Canada, and I don't think, you know, $1 billion or $2 billion in new money is sort of enough revenue to sort of make it a priority. And so I think that's sort of where it's just a niche that, you know, Raymond James has been able to do it. But I also think it was just leadership, right? I mean, if you're not an American going through these issues, you don't really understand it, and you can't really then create a solution around it.
Well, I actually agree with you 100% on that. I mean, there's a difference between intellectually knowing there's an issue and actually having lived the issue and being able to relate to it emotionally. I mean, you know, they are like night and day. And I think that, you know, I mean, certainly, I mean, these are the people who I work with as well. I mean, and, you know, they're happy to find anybody who understands, you know, what the real issue is. But it also seems to me, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what you do, and whoever your competitors may be, this is really a sideline for them, isn't it?
You know, I've trained a lot of people, you know, I mean, that was, I mean, coaching and helping people is, I mean, to me, it's not about managing the money and all that stuff, John. I think that's one thing that differentiates me from a lot of people. For me, it is really the solution and helping people with this. So you know, that goes for whether you're a financial advisor or a kid on my football team, right? I mean, I just sort of, you know, sort of that's what motivates me is, you know, helping people. And so,
well, you're helping them live better lives, basically, is what you're doing. And how you your role, right?
Yeah. So I feel comfortable that the other advisors, again, John, I feel like we have a lot of, but there's a lot of opportunity here. So I'm, you know, my mindset's always abundance. And I personally think, you know, again, we have a lot of quality advisors in different markets. And like anything else, it depends whether you care if it's long distance relationship or you like somebody face to face, those kinds of things. So even if it's not me that helps people that are on this call, you know, sort of deal with these cross-border issues, we definitely can make introductions to other individuals in those markets that I feel comfortable referring.
Oh, well, definitely. I mean, I have always found, you know, every Raymond James advisor office that I have met as being, you know, good and genuinely interested in helping people and enthusiastic about it, you know, eager. And I don't, my impression is that you don't have huge minimums in terms of how much do you have to put in the account for them to open an account. Am I right or wrong on that?
No, for me, like I said, it's a different mission. You know, it really is trying to just take this anxiety away from people. You know, again, I do things, you know, again, we provide services based on, you know, whether you just want to have an account or whether you want advice. And so again, it really depends on, you know, how you, you know, what kind of a relationship you're looking for. But for me, you know, again, it isn't, you know, it's not about, you know, a number of households or how big the household is. It's really about they got to have a cross-border problem. And for me, that's good enough.
Okay. But I mean, you would accept clients who do not have cross-border problems as well.
Obviously. I can. I just, that's where I feel like the other firms and the other people. They got a lot. Well, you know, here's tax minimization. There's all kinds of good stuff in Canada you got to worry about and become an expert in, right? And, you know, RDSPs, RESPs, those are things I'm still just learning about because they've just become a little bit more accessible. But, you know, those are people that have been doing that for 20 years. I mean, that's, sure. if that's what you need, then that's what I think where you would definitely leverage the Canadian wealth management system.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, it's very, very interesting. I mean, you know, I will say this morning, I got a message from a Raymond James office somewhere in Ontario, you know, trying to solve a problem.
It's a big part of the Raymond James story now. We are cross-border. I mean, our parent companies in the United States, in St. Pete's. Our CEO is married to a Canadian in Toronto, so there's a cross-border connection there. Our previous CEO was an American, so he just retired this year, stepped down to a chairman role, but still he's got that cross-border problems. And so again, it's just, you know, it's a lot of moving parts, but I think, like I said, it really was just the right timing for when the platform was launched and something bad happened to me, and then just sort of taking that vision and getting people excited about it. And that's, like I said, it took about 10 years to do it, but it's been a pretty good on both sides, the Canadian and the US.
Well, that's really great. And thanks for doing this podcast, because I wanted to actually add it to the other two to give some context to, you know, why this stuff is important. Yeah. You know, it's the end of the day. It's 6 o'clock Friday evening for me here. So for
yeah. And if anybody ever needs to get a hold of me, like I said, it's, you know, lj.iben@raymondjames.ca. That same email, just because we are still working remotely, seems to still be the best contact method. But
you have amazing turnaround. Every time I send you an email, I get a response within a minute or so. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, you know, you know what? That's a downside of working from home, John. You're always on. You know what I mean? So that's the other issue.
Whatever. Right?
You know, when you're working, you turn off when you come home. So we'll have to get that balance back eventually.
All right. Well, that's really great. So I appreciate you taking the time to add some context to our earlier podcasts. And anything that you want to sort of end with, or shall we next topic?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. We'll just keep on educating and creating content on cross-border issues. And again, the whole mission is to prevent you from getting tripped up.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Great
thanks, John.
To connect with you again.
Perfect.